Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru, and thank you for joining us on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be looking at the importance of building your own profile, your own personal brand. So often people talk about having a business brand, and I'm sure you listening to this, you've got a bunch of logos and a bunch of symbols that you can visualize straight away that resemble some of the big companies and their brand. However, for most small businesses, most medium businesses, it's still about the personal brand and how you are. Even with a number of big companies, we still know the person behind those big companies and who created it. And that's because they've built themselves their own personal brand. Probably the biggest one that we all know is Virgin and Richard Branson. So Richard Branson has his own personal brand, and it's because we know that we know that it's attached to Virgin and all of the Virgin different products and services that they offer underneath their umbrella. But for us, unless you're a listed company, that therefore brand is important, and getting your name, getting your colors, getting your logos in front of people is important, and spending money in doing that, you have the budgets to do so. For most of us, it's about your personal brand and building communities around your personal brand that love what you stand for, love your message, and love being part of a community that you've created of all the same sorts of mindsets and values. So that's what we're going to get into today, because it's not difficult to create your own personal brand. It's not difficult to be able to promote yourself, and it's not difficult to have large numbers of people who all love what you do that are pretty much all walking billboards for what you stand for. So business brand is very much around the business having a brand. And depending on the size of your business will depend on how effective that really is. A lot of business brand comes down to how can you be front of mind in so many places that people know you. So generally that means being in magazines, being in billboards, being on TV, being on radio, all things that obviously cost an awful lot of money. So for the average business, it's how do you create your personal brand, which is all around the founder or the person who's running the business, and therefore get people who love and promote you through their networks because of your personal brand. So when we look at why would you want to have a personal brand, and for a lot of people, this is quite scary to think that they're going to put themselves out there, that they're going to actually be seen and heard and be the face of their particular organization. For those people that go, well, I don't really want to be the face of, you've got to ask yourself, how effective is you being seen by potentially dozens more people, hundreds more people, thousands more people? And does that then allow you to get the outcome of your business growth that you're looking for? And if the answer is yes, then sometimes we're just probably going to have to sort of build the bridge of getting over ourselves and being in front of people and do it for the benefit of business growth. So when you build your own personal brand, it is about you having a message that is being heard across a whole bunch of different mediums, and that message allows people who hear that message, your target audience, and go, oh, I really relate to that, or gee, that person makes a lot of sense, or gee, that person adds a lot of value in what they're saying, to then be part of your community. So your message allows people to then be attracted to you and what your business does. So when you think about, well, what is your message? For a lot of businesses, there's an awful lot of competition. So personal trainers, one on every street corner, marketing people, all over the place, people in graphic design, all over the place, accountants, all over the place, financial planners, everywhere. So how do you then stand out in terms of what your message is? And that really comes down to, well, what do you stand for? I know when we had our marketing agency, well, I wanted the small guys to get a great return on their marketing dollar. They could quite easily have gone to a boutique marketing and paid 10, 15 times more, but I went, well, why would they do that? Where's that money going? And that money was going to the overheads that boutique marketing that had 30 staff members had to feed. where we only had a whole bunch of contractors that got paid when work was done. So our overheads were nowhere near that amount. So that was the message that I could sing as loud as I possibly could for everyone who would listen, that in the end, you were getting experts within their field for a fraction of the cost, and we're getting probably better results than what you would get having a junior running your campaigns. And that was a message I continued to speak on. I would blog about it. I would talk about it at speaking events. I would write about it for magazines. All different sorts of ways of getting your message out there. So when you're building your personal brand, you have to ask yourself, what is my message? What do I stand for? What are the values? And all of that constructs what your brand should look like. So when you start talking about your business and about how you help people, you've got to come from a particular angle, and an angle that becomes uniquely yours. Not all graphic designers do things the same way. So you will have an angle to speak about. Not all accountants do exactly the same things or care as much as others. There's an angle to be able to talk about. So start thinking about what is your angle and your message that you can start talking about. Then it's about being able to have people hear that message. We call that the mediums. So for any type of person with personal branding, the easiest things to be able to do is to be able to get onto Facebook fan page, get onto LinkedIn platform to build partnerships, be on Twitter, be on Instagram if you're a very visual business, be on YouTube with different videos. Being able to do podcasts is very inexpensive to be able to do. And you're on then the iTunes network, getting ebooks done so that you're on the Amazon network. Think of all the big platforms that you could have exposure on so that people who loved your message, loved what you were saying, would then be attracted back to your community and your business. So without a doubt, people should be Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, being somewhere around Amazon, being somewhere around iTunes, being YouTube. They're six of the biggest platforms that have unbelievable traffic every single day that could end up exposing your business to a lot more people. Now, it doesn't take much time or effort once this is set up to continue maintaining it. So it's not as if it's just another thing that you have to do. Okay, so they're the different mediums that you can post your message on, you post and share your personal story and brand and message with. Then it's about the promotion of those. So it's you promoting it out to your current community, asking your community, your network, to promote it out to their network, being able to do partnerships and little joint ventures, cross promotions with other people who could expose it to their communities. And that's how then you get more and more people who are around you that turn into walking billboards for you. Think how many people right now are mentioning your name, mentioning your product or service, mentioning your company because they're a walking billboard for you. Do you have one? Do you have two? Do you have 10? Do you have 50? The more walking billboards you have, the less you have to spend on marketing and advertising because you're going to get business through other people's networks. And that in the end is the end game and the end goal that we keep talking about people being able to do. So that starts when people love what you're about. That's your personal brand. That continues when they can spread your message and they can connect with you and share you amongst all of their mediums, whether that again be social media, whether it be YouTube, whether it be Amazon, whether it be iTunes, whatever it is, they've got to have the ability to be able to spread your message and share you amongst their networks and connections. So too many people go, I'm out there trying to get everybody. If you just concentrated on getting the people that were true walking billboards for you, you would all of a sudden have an amazing community of people who were introducing you to the right people, and therefore your business would continue to grow because you would be getting a lot more referrals than probably what you're getting right now. So have a think about how do you set your personal brand up? How do you set getting your message out there across all of those major mediums? How do you get your community to be walking billboards and sharing that message to the right people, which therefore would attract even more people into your business and therefore get you more business? Hopefully that's been really useful. Remember, you can always join us at referralmarketingguru.com.au in our blog section, where there is always great insights and tips on referral marketing, on affiliate marketing, on joint ventures, on networking, as well as also using LinkedIn to be able to build relationships. So we hope to be able to talk to you again real soon. And until next time, take care.